This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. And Dean, the comedy festival is upon us.
Oh my God, I didn't know. I've just been talking about it for weeks.
We've been talking a lot about it on the show, but we've got two very exciting superstar international guests.
Yes, we do. They both kicked off doing sets last night here at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and they're joining us here today in the studio. Please give it up for Catherine Bohart and Joel Kim Booster. Hello, hello.
Hello.
How are you? Welcome. How Thank was everything you. Kicking off last night doing? And now you're doing separate shows. We should let everyone know. You're not in a show together. You're, Joel Kim, you're doing headliners. Yeah. And Catherine, you're doing appearing in New Order.
Yes.
So you're a part of two separate comedy things. But we thought, let's just squeeze all the international guests in and have a whole lot of fun together.
Absolutely. We're all queers
orgy.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a queer orgy, quite frankly. It's a whole lot of fun. So you guys are...
I feel really out of place with this orgy, guys. Can someone please pay me attention?
You can hold the camera.
You have no idea how much that's been thought.
Well.
That's exactly what's been going on in Robbie's head for a while. You kicked off in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival last night. How was it kicking into the Tight Ass Tuesday and diving
well,
into
Well, do you want to tell them?
Well, we've actually been doing previews for a few days.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think last night was the official start.
But I actually didn't know that. I've been giving 100% the whole
I've been at 60
time.
Since Sunday. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I really had to stretch out before last night's show, but it was
Yeah, good. We've been here for about a week, and the audiences have been fantastic. I was here last year as well, so I knew a little bit more what to expect from you guys.
What does that mean?
We were talking about this outside. I think
lower your expectations?
No, not at all, not at all. I think there are segments of the Australian audience that are not prepared to hear about sex as much as I love to talk about it.
That is no one who's same. Listening to this show.
Yes, exactly. So please come. Please stack the deck in our favor.
I could do with somebody looking less horrified when I say fisting. Just one person being like, yeah, see, your face just
we've got you on the right show. If anything, this is the radio station for you, and we certainly have the listeners for you. If anything, you both, when you just said please come and you said fisting, you pretty much just hit your target market.
Yes!
What's going on right now? Now, Catherine,
ASMR. Yeah.
This is your first time in Australia.
Yeah.
How are you handling the very, very white skin and the very, very sunny Melbourne?
Yeah, I mean, I do spend a lot of time lathering cream on myself, which again feels like the right thing to say on this radio show. But it's been really nice. And actually, we were just also talking about the fact that while there seems to be a slightly conservative tendency for audiences to be a bit like, oh my God, I can't believe you're going to talk about that. They also seem to like enjoy it and I think have glee in the fact that we're being slightly maybe countercultural. But also, I'm from Ireland and, you know, it rained last week and you guys are putting cardinals in prison, so it kind of feels like home, which is nice.
I just think it's really funny having you guys hearing about conservative audiences, because none of the shows that I've seen have been anywhere near conservative. Maybe it's just because you haven't got queer audiences, because I reckon queer people coming to see your shows would be bang on it.
Well, I will say, I think coming here last year and now having built up, like, I've got a lot of return customers from the queers that came and saw me last year, so that has been nice to like see all of the gay people in the audience that I'm like, oh, I recognize family. But yeah, no, it's not like a full on, like, no one's like getting up and walking out, but I like to do a lot, specifically talk to people about what they like to do in bed. And it sometimes can be a little bit difficult to find people who are on board to share.
So why don't you ask Robbie right now?
That I can imagine. That I can see an Australian crowd being a little bit... We do have a little bit of that, oh, don't talk to me, I just want to watch the show. Not me.
I'm obviously sitting in the wrong places because I'd be like, well, where do I begin? Yeah. Let me show you this profile. Let's break it down.
Well, I think it's also that, like, when you're... I think, at least in my experience, a lot of the time, the people who sit at the front, because I'm also a chatty Cathy, the people who sit at the front are the kind of people who got here early, who are ready for the show.
Yes, exactly. Straight A students.
You know what I mean? And so they're not the, like, whereas the party guys are always in the back scrambling in halfway through the first act going, sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love those.
They
people,
were at the bar. They were closing out their tabs.
I'm sorry, I didn't know we couldn't just come in. But so I think it's difficult at the front row to be like, ooh, what are you into? When people are like, this is my mom, please stop looking at
me. Well, those people shouldn't sit in the front.
I absolutely want those moments when you're asking someone's mother about their sex life. Yeah, I'm very here for that. Do you reckon the accents are another thing as well? While they're fantastic and are great for, you know, attractive conversations or people hitting on you, when it comes to comedy, people don't know what to expect when the accent starts, so you completely blindside them?
I don't... Wait, and this is a question for me. Do you guys care about American accents? Because it seems so, like... it's so hard to believe that this is, like, fetishized in the way that we love, like, an Irish or
Australian and Irish accents are fetishized. I mean, we could throw the question more to Kath... No, I'm teasing. I mean... We don't not.
I think
everyone likes anything that's not in their own.
Yeah, maybe that's
I was just going to say, I think it's like, if it's different to yours, it's always of interest, right?
Yeah. We have a lot of American television and movies, so we have a big exposure to the American accent, too.
I will say, I don't think it's so much the accent. There are a couple of references that we've all had to, like, figure out. Like, I didn't realize until right before I got on that you guys, at least according to the people that I polled, don't know what bath salts are.
I mean, that's the drug.
Yeah, that's
okay. So when we talk about bath salts, we're thinking of the bath bombs you put in the bath.
Exactly. And it changes the joke. A little bit. That's what's in your mind. And so that's a little bit more like what the struggle is with us, is like the panic moment right before we go on stage of like, oh, do you guys have? Oh,
yeah. The joy of life.
Oh, fudge! And yes, indeed, it's tricky. No, it's true. I'm just going to change the topic. I had to figure out very quickly that you don't. You get it what a car boot sale is, but do you?
No. Yeah, we
have
car boot
trash
sales.
And treasures.
So we don't really. I feel like you've been watching too much Neighbours. I reckon.
No, I didn't. No, I was just told that, and I was like, I don't want to say that because it's trash and treasure sounds like a brothel. But I'm like, anyway, like
incredible.
I'd rather do a boot sale.
Now I want a brothel called that. Just because I think that's a place that I'd like to go and party. Absolutely. Right, we want you two to stick around. We're having way too much fun here in the studio. But I just want to let you all know the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is underway. It's the second week. And we are speaking to Catherine Bohart, who's appearing in New Order, and Joel Kim Booster, who's appearing in the Headliners here for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I felt like
totally
you wanted to say something.
No.
You both looked...
You wanted to swear again.
No more swearing.
You said head and we both looked up.
This is just the most joyful sexual conversation I've had in a while, and I'm very here for it. Stick around. And while you're listening to this, why not just grab some tickets to their shows right now and head to the Comedy Festival website. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, and we are not alone. We are joined in the studio by international comedians Joel Kim Booster and Catherine Bohart, who are here for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. You're both queer and fabulous, and we were having a conversation about where you head out when you go, you're doing your comedy sets, you go somewhere new, you don't know where to go. And Catherine, you were asking where the lady bars are.
I was like, where's the lady bars? Yeah, because one person was like, maybe Tomboy, but that's not on for weeks.
Here's the thing. Tomboy is actually awesome. It's a whole lot of fun, but this is the nightmare. We had a lady bar called The Glass House, and none of the ladies went, so it became a kind of mixed
classic
bar.
Classic blame the victim.
And then a lot of ladies complained because too many of the gay guys were going there, and then the organisers were like, we've been trying to make this work for years, and then they got this opportunity to go on a free holiday, and they just left and went. We've had a lot of people creating lots of more queer parties and a couple of not ladies only parties, but I'm going to put it in your head. Friday is an absolutely fantastic space to go to. What you want to look for is something a little bit more queer.
Okay, yeah.
And then you're going to find some great spaces that are a lot more inclusive towards women and putting the focus towards not necessarily just cisgendered gay men. Woohoo, that's me. Yeah. So I just kind of think about everywhere I wouldn't normally go, and that's everywhere you should go.
Oh, my gosh, okay, great.
I need to make you a list.
I get that. It is a thing, though, everywhere. Like, I mean, London's gotten really, really good for female nights, but female bars are very hard to come by regardless of where you go. And I get it. Like, lesbians don't like to go out. We have cats. cats to feed and TV shows to watch. But it's, yeah, but it's nice to think that there's inclusive spaces.
But have you been going out anywhere and checking out any of the queer spaces here, or you just haven't had time?
No, I've just been thinking about it in theory, because that's what we do, okay? I'll go to Friday. I'm excited. Also, we were talking about drag. I want to go see some drag.
Yes.
Yeah, and tomorrow night's the second birthday of Baby Drag at Molly's, which is a fabulous night where every single week there's just a different rotation of people who don't do drag that often and give it a big burl, so that's going to be a whole lot of fun.
I don't understand how to watch drag in this country with your dollar coins, because I'm so used to holding up my dollars to American drag queens, and now I'm just like pelting drag queens with these like heavy coins.
I mean,
from the stage.
You could throw things at them, but that's probably going to be because you don't like them.
We have this novel concept here where we pay our drag queens.
Yeah.
Oh,
they get paid well.
Yeah,
they get paid well idea, right? To begin with, so there's no tipping structure that's needed.
That's half the fun, I think.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have the incentive to work. Yeah.
No.
W-E-R-K.
I've got to know, when I went to the UK, I got completely confused by the tipping culture, because as a performer, I'm like, could you imagine doing your stand-up and every time someone thinks you're funny, they put a dollar bill in your cleavage?
I'd be like, fine with that.
It happened.
Absolutely fine with
that. Sometimes when I perform at gay bars in the US, the gay guys who don't see stand-up and don't have like, just don't understand how to watch it, they think I've had it happen a couple of times.
Oh
they'll
my
like,
God.
They'll come up and like give me a dollar, or one guy gave me like $20 and I was like, do I have to f*** you now? Or
you did it again! No swearing.
Oh my God, I just get so comfortable here with family. I forget that I'm in a space where there are rules.
There are rules.
Oh my God, it's a twice. Hard
Wow, the last time, I think last year when I came here, it was worse. So I think I've really reined it in.
All right, well, we're easing you into it. But it must be really strange, because so in Australia, you're struggling when you're asking audiences about their sex lives sitting in the front row. But when you're in the US, they just come up to you with money while you're trying to do a stand-up set.
Yeah.
So
that's only in gay bars.
Again, I'm fine with it. Again, it's just enough how if you're at my gig and you think this girl's funny, I should give her some money. I'm fine. Absolutely. Please go ahead.
So you give it to you after the show, though.
Yeah.
I'm
going to start giving
them.
People my Venmo at the end of the show. They can just drop it into me via the app.
OnlyFans? Is that what you said?
No, Venmo. What's that?
Vimeo?
Venmo is like an app we have in the US where you can just transfer money electronically.
I need one of those so people can just give me cash.
Yeah, it's great.
Just, the people just give you money.
Yeah.
I mean, we just have like bank accounts. Do you not have those?
No. We haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
Wow. Fascinating.
Modern technology just gives you money. Now that you've been saying all of this, I just feel like tonight there's going to be some people listening to the show who are absolutely going to be going, you know what, we're going to go along and then just in the middle of your set, just going to walk up to you and put money in your cleavage. So you've called for it now.
Yes, please.
We're putting the call out to listeners tonight. If you're
going to wear my biggest bra. Just a loosey-goosey bra. Yeah.
Tonight, if you're going to New Order, which Catherine's appearing in, or Headliners with Joel's appearing in, just get a $5 or, you know, go for double figures. Go hard or go home. Note, and just at a really, really interesting time, just walk up to them in the middle of the set and just try and put, in their cleavage.
Or find me at Wet on Wellington after the show and do it there.
Robbie's going
also accepted
money there. I'll have a little bucket down by where I stand. You can drop it in.
Good too, but please don't touch
it. Are you feeling left out, Catherine, with all of the cis gayness going on in the room?
I mean, standard. It's totally fine.
You're just used to it.
Mm-hmm. I know like I'm supposed to be angry, but I just... we'd never go anywhere if that was the case.
So you guys have been having a great time while you've been in Australia, yeah? Besides the comedy, you've been having a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
It's the best city.
The food's incredible.
Yeah, it's... what a great city to spend a month in. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm only here for 2 weeks, but I just always get so sad when I have to leave. It's the best city.
I haven't had a bad meal yet.
No, the food's
so good. What's been
so
your top
good.
Pick? What kind of food have you been having?
Proud Mary's was great.
Oh, their coffee is amazing.
Yes, Industry Beans was great.
Industry Beans, I went there yesterday.
Is this all coffee again? Because you said food and I feel like you're just talking
food.
Coffee.
I ate there. Okay.
I went to Supernormal.
Is there a kind of food?
Is it dumplings? Asian food around here is amazing.
Yeah, dumplings are my personal favorite in life.
Yes.
So I could recommend every dumpling place the top and worst to go to. Is there a personal favourite type of food you want to know about in Australia? Australia, or Melbourne at
least? Well, I ate at a place called, I think it's called Ip Udo in the QV Centre, and it was incredible ramen. But you don't think that was good. You're looking at me like,
I'm just laughing.
Like, oh, that's funny, sweetheart.
No, when our program director, if this is the one moment of that they're going to be doing a sound check for us, we've name dropped far too many things.
Oh, there's I'm been so swearing sorry. On air. I'm
we've
sorry.
Stepped into every possible no, realm that you can't for community radio.
I'm so sorry. If it's Annie, I've probably mispronounced every one of them. So
well, I mean, fine. Robbie, his name. Yeah. No.
Melbourne is well known for caring a lot about our food and probably a little bit too much about our coffee.
I haven't been able to find good Indian food. I actually hooked up with an Indian guy a couple nights ago, and he said that there
so you've
isn't
eaten.
Any.
What's the problem?
I, it sounds to me like you had sorry. A great meal.
I'm sorry.
It was just okay.
Oh, I hope he's listening.
I don't. You're so cruel.
Do you know why? There is one amazing Indian restaurant in a car park in Kew that is the okay. best I've ever had, because I love Indian food, but after coming back to Australia, after living overseas, I haven't been able to find Indian food that's hit the mark for me. And now it's if it kills me, I'm going to find the address of that one place in a car park in Kew to send that to you on Twitter.
Please
to
share.
Let you know yes, where share. It is, because it's absolutely amazing Indian food.
Ooh.
I mean, I will say, I don't feel bad about talking. I don't think he listens to this radio station. And also, he did say he was 6'3 and opened the door and was shorter than I am. And I am 5'9 on a good day,
okay.
which is a psychotic lie.
Okay.
I mean, you get an inch, you know?
I didn't know whether you were talking about height or what. I'm going to be honest. I was like, you cannot stop advertising when you're on the airwaves, can you? It's just like, letting everyone know.
Just
throwing it all out there.
My profile name straight to on air.
I want to thank you guys for just coming in and flying in and having this really fun chat.
Thanks for
that
having
we've
us.
Had. It's been so much fun. You can catch Joel Kim Booster. He's appearing in Headliners here for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. You're here every single night this week until Sunday.
Until Sunday.
And then you can catch Catherine appearing in New Order. You're here for the entire Comedy Festival.
Yes.
But why wait until April 21st? So this week, just dive on in. Get along, see Catherine in New Order and Joel in Headliners.
And we're back to back. You can go and come and see Headliners and then run across the street
yes.
and see
what
New Order.
Don't
you
forget
for?
Your cash.
Yeah. And don't forget to tip them. Really important. Thank you so much for coming and joining us. It's been awesome. Now I'm absolutely going to have to just come and see you back to back. We started talking about orgies. We ended with back to back. It's been a great edition of Mad Wednesdays. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
On Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.